Ohio businesses have only about 1 month more to take advantage of the state's first ever tax amnesty program that deals with sales tax the company owes. When businesses buy equipment or their products from out-of-state suppliers, they're supposed to be charged Ohio's 5.5% sales tax on their bill, but often they're not. In those cases, the Ohio companies are supposed to pay the tax later. Sometimes the tax is never paid, and that's where the amnesty comes in. Until May 1st, if Ohio companies that owe the sales tax come forward and pay up, they won't be charged the usual penalty and interest. Tax Commissioner Joe Testa likes the amnesty program, but as you can hear in this interview with State House correspondent Bill Cohen, Testa doesn't want to talk about how little it's raising compared with how much is really owed.
The whole idea was to educate businesses about what use tax is about and to bring them current, get them registered so that moving forward we would have more businesses registered and in compliance.
So how much money have you collected so far in this amnesty?
And the use tax itself is just a little under $20 million, which is actually larger than we had really anticipated.
If all the businesses paid all the use tax they really owed, how much money?
I have the faintest idea. No, there's no way we could guess at that. There's just so many. I mean, we think it's been successful. We've picked up about 2,000 additional businesses that we didn't know existed a year and a half ago.
We understand you want to see the positives in this, that companies have come forward. But, I mean, be frank with us here. At $20 million that's come in, is it fair to say that it's at least hundreds of millions of dollars we're missing out on, or maybe in the billions of dollars that we're really missing out on here?
Bill, I don't want to put a number on it. There's just not any way of really knowing.
What's the real solution to this?
If, in fact, one of these federal pieces of legislation, Main Street Fairness Act, a couple of others that are in Congress at this time and have been there for years, if one of them would ever get legs, if that should happen, then yes, the compliance would increase across the country, I would imagine, pretty dramatically. But that's in the hands of Congress.
What Ohio Tax Commissioner Joe Testa is referring to there is a federal proposal that would basically order all companies that are selling products to add a sales tax to all transactions involving out-of-state buyers. The sellers would then be required to channel the sales tax revenue to the state where the purchaser lives. The idea has been debated for years but has never become reality.